And with that, we'll move to our final item, May camping units and revenue reports.
Good morning, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Madam Chair, Jeff Van Meter, Parks and Recreation Director. If you turn to item number 26, I'm going to start off with the camping units reports. We had a tough May. Weather was not the best for us in May. Our two primary weekends in the month, open house weekend and Memorial Day, we had a lot of rain on those and a lot of wind on those weekends. The rain was much needed, though. We recognize that, and sometimes you got to make a sacrifice. But overall, we're, in spite of the weather, we're pleased with our numbers. I'm going to call out a few parks in here in the May camping report there. I think you've got those handouts in front of you if you would look at the May camping reports. You know, Palisades State Park, we're up 37%. Last year we were able to open those campsites there, and we're still growing. We expect those numbers to continue to increase. Fishing, especially in the upper Hawaii area, is really taking off right now. It's excellent. You notice places like Swan Creek and West Whitlocks, we have some positive numbers in spite of the weather. That's primarily due to the fishing up there, so we're excited to see that. It's really good up there. And then one other thing I would point out, we've added five parks where there's no percentage listed, but it says NA, not available. These are new parks to our reservation system where we're charging camping fees. We're excited about that. New opportunities to the public there. So in the past, several of those had been free or just not very developed, so we're excited about that. Overall, we hope for some better weather moving forward. We wish our weather forecasters were a little more optimistic. Memorial Day actually in Yankton ended up turning out to be a great weekend, but the forecasters going into it didn't paint that picture as well. April Larson alluded to this earlier in our presentation, that the lodging, parks with lodging, they'll saw some good use where people can get inside. We want to continue promoting those things. So we're happy, hoping June is a little more favorable weather-wise to us. Year-to-date camping in May, very similar story. As you know, we were going into May actually being a little up. Now we're a little down, but nothing we can't achieve with some good marketing and good weather. So we're going to work hard at that. You know, one thing I wanted to add to the questions with the whole marketing thing is Secretary Hagan with Tourism just recently sent out some information he had received statistically, where people are really focusing on affordable vacations right now, given the economy and just holding back. And that's where state parks always shines. We are very affordable. It doesn't cost a lot of money to travel all across the state, unlike going to maybe a national park out west or east or something like that. Generally, when the economy tightens up, people travel more locally. So we feel we're very affordable. With some of the rate increases we've had, we're not getting a lot of negative feedback on that. Because people really know that we stick our money back into the facilities that we have, and we hear that all the time, whether it's a road, a fish cleaning station, a structure we've built in a park. So excited about that, and hope for some better weather. So with that, I want to get into the revenue report. If you turn to the month of May, 2025, brought it up on the screen here too. I'm going to try to use this pointer and point out a few things.
Bottom one, that red one.
Okay. If you turn and look at just the numbers columns here, we're in kind of a new year, a new time frame of having the non-resident annual. So some of these numbers you got to kind of add up. But if you look at the numbers for the resident annual sales and the non-resident annual sales, and you add those up together, we're at 12,042 licenses compared to last year at 12,846 licenses. Then if you go down to the doubles and add up the resident doubles and the non-resident doubles, we're at actually 12,672 as compared to 10,982. So the good news is we're selling more doubles, which has always been our desire. People are taking advantage of that. We want them to take advantage of that. So that's good news. The other thing that's kind of interesting is when you break those numbers out, non-resident sales of the annual licenses versus the resident sales, we're at 20.5%. That's exactly what we were estimating. So we're kind of pleased with our non-resident sales. We've not seen a dip in those. That's what we had estimated. It doesn't reflect that in there. I did the math myself, but it's right at 20.5%. We had gone into this whole new era of non-resident licenses anticipating that we'd have about 20% sales. So very pleased with that. No dip there. Same sort of story with our resident daily licenses and non-resident daily licenses. If you add them up, we're pretty close to where we were at last year at the same point in time. Probably the more important number for me is when you look down here at the total license sales numbers sold. You know, we're actually at 58,814 licenses sold compared to 58,291 last year. So good news, we're holding our own. We're actually a little bit ahead in our total license sales. Of course, the percentages are all based on the revenue. We know that they would be up this year because of the fee increases. You know, we see 20% with our annual license sales, 32% with our daily license sales, which is incredibly strong. Again, especially given the weather we've contended with here. We only anticipate those numbers to go up if we get some decent weather. Some other good news, we knew this would happen as campsites are being reserved and sold at parks as we go into the camping season, as our camping services revenue has increased to 14%. We hope that number continues to even grow further. The rest of the miscellaneous revenue, maybe the one thing I would point out is, although it looks like we're really down in our picnic shelter sales compared to last year, we had combined the picnic shelter and boat rental sales because of the way the revenue came in with our reservation Go Outdoors brand services. We've split them out this year, so we're excited about that. We can actually track those things. We're a little down when you combine the two, but we're anticipating that those numbers will continue to increase too throughout the year with some good weather, favorable weather. So all in all, we're up 20%. As you know, that was our target for the year, and we're very pleased with that, especially given the weather we've contended with this spring. So May year to date, very similar stories. You know, the numbers really don't change a whole lot there. I'm going to just kind of skip over that and make a few comments on our last slide here, if Chris could pull that up. You know, I've shared this with you every month, the first bar chart up at the top. Just again, it's kind of showing how our revenue comes in, annual license and daily license sales versus lodging sales. That will get closer and closer to 50% as we move into the months of July and August. That's about 50% of our revenue is license sales, and the other 50% is camping permits. So we're just sliding closer and closer toward that. The other pie chart there, you can kind of see how our resident license sales are coming in versus our non-resident license sales right now. 50% of our, a little over 50% of our license sales are made up by residents. 15% are directly attributed to non-residents, and then we have a few licenses that we're not able to break out, and that's our Custer State Park daily license sales that are a combination of residents and non-residents, along with the George S. Mickelson passes. So, again, feeling very good about our sales in spite of the weather. really not hearing anything for complaints on our licenses. We will continue to monitor that as the season goes on, and if we hear something, we're certainly going to revisit that this fall. So, one last thing I wanted to also mention is we're seeing a real change in our younger campers and users that come to our parks. They tend to make reservations in those last 2 weeks as compared to the older folks that would make them on the first day of that 90-day window opened up. So that's a new dynamic we're tasked with. And April has done a good job. She mentioned our park managers are out there feverishly every week posting Facebook posts to let people know that we have open sites. One of our biggest barriers for a lot of people, barriers is probably not the right word, but myths that they always think we're full. Well, the fact is we always have some open sites. So we're using numbers this year to kind of really sell that message. And I think that's being well received when they see, oh, they actually do have 12 sites at Farm Island or 20 sites at Lewis and Clark. Then they jump on the system and make a reservation. So we're going to keep working at that. I would tell you we don't have that silver bullet for that thing figured out yet, but it's a very dynamic, interactive thing in those last 2 weeks. We get cancellations, we get bookings. It's crazy what happens. Where in the past we never really dealt with that much. So it's a new dynamic we're dealing with. So with that, I would certainly open it up to questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director Van Meteren. Any questions, comments? A great report, good numbers. We have some of the best state parks in the country, so thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we are done. It is time for the solicitation of agenda items. Do we have any commissioners that would like to bring up future agenda items? I am seeing none. Before we say goodbye, a couple thank yous. And I meant to mention this earlier. Thank you to the Governor's Commission on Fort Sisseton for being here. A lot of familiar faces, and we are pleased that you could be with us today. Thanks to the community of Aberdeen. It's always fun to come up to the northeastern part of our state. It is beautiful, and we appreciate the hospitality that the community always gives us. SDPB, thank you for making the video and audio available to the people of South Dakota. Much appreciated. Team GF&P, you guys always do a great job at your presentations and making sure as a commission we have everything that we need to make the decisions for the state. Blue Dog Fish Hatchery folks, it was a great tour for us, so thanks to them. With that, I know we're going to be in Yankton next month, and that will be fun to be in the southeastern part of South Dakota where Commissioner Cole and myself call home. And last, Commissioner Locken, thank you to you and your family for hosting us. It was a great commission meeting for
great to have you.
June. And with that, Secretary Roebling, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, for a great meeting, and thank you to the rest of the commission as well. Just want to also just say thanks to staff. I mean, I'm always super impressed by the information presented here at these meetings, the information we can share with the public about all the great things we're doing across the state and just all the enhancements we're contributing to, recreational opportunities across South Dakota. We're really proud to be part of this team, and I hope they're proud to be part of the team as well. The fish are biting. I encourage folks to get out fishing, and as we just talked about, we have some opportunities at our campgrounds. Look at our website, check things out on Go Outdoors. But we are in summer mode. Kids are out of school. And just enjoy this great summer in front of us here, and the weather has been ideal. As we got some nice precipitation, it's green, it's lush. It's just everything looks really, really good. So super excited about what's to come here this fall for hunting seasons. Hopefully the stars continue to align for us for the pheasant production. And with that, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, thank you, Secretary. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Motion made by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.